Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about what's killing Colorado's cattle. That's correct, what's killing Colorado's cattle. Now, we've heard a lot in recent years about cattle mutilations. These things seem to happen all the time. They're almost ritualistic. The classic signs of no blood, sex organs being cut out, carrion not feeding off of them. These are a little different, but still disturbing. And this article comes to us from mysteriousuniverse.org. It's written by Paul Seaburn. The title says, "A Mysterious Creature Killing Cattle in Colorado Leaves No Tracks." Starts off, it says, "The many unexplained incidents of cattle mutilation across the vast cattle ranching industry in the U.S. and also Argentina and South America get plenty of attention from both the mainstream media because of their animal sacrificing cult fears, and the paranormal media because of the rumors of alien abduction and government conspiracies. However, other mysterious cattle deaths without mutilations or lack of bleeding also occur, and a strange rash of over 40 deaths in Colorado has both media, law enforcement, and cattle ranchers puzzled. While many are quick to blame wolves, two features of these mysterious animal killings rule them out. No footprints and no teeth marks have been found. What is mysteriously murdering cows in Colorado, and will it be stopped before it kills again?" Now, we know that the government has done a lot of research into cattle mutilation, whether they admit it or not. It's come out through ATIP, Bigelow Space, that there were millions of dollars spent on studying the paranormal on Skinwalker Ranch, and in fact, they did study cattle mutilations. They're just not sharing that information with us. Now, this author here goes on and says, "Colorado Parks and Wildlife Northwest Regional Director Travis Black tells the Steamboat Pilot and Today his organization has been investigating at least 40 cattle deaths near Meeker, a small town in northwest Colorado, for a few months and finds them perplexing." That means he has no idea what is causing them. That report started in October 2022 when 18 calves were found dead on grazing land in the White River National Forest. Because Colorado Parks and Wildlife is in the midst of a program to reintroduce wolves to the state, the animals were blamed immediately, even though the reintroduction isn't scheduled to begin until late 2023. So you get that? They've got a wolf reintroduction program scheduled, but not until the end of next year. So if there aren't any wolves in the area, how would we think that it was wolves that caused this to happen? It says, in a report to local officials and ranchers, Black said that trail cameras, howling surveys, and aerial flights have not located any trace of wolves, and that we have no tracks. So here you go. You've got a dead cow, no tracks, no howls, nothing on the game cameras, not seeing anything from the airplanes. So, you know, but still, some people are insisting this predation is caused by wolves. Rancher Lenny Kinglesmith, who owned the 18 dead calves, disagrees. In an interview with the Fence Post in October, he shared gruesome photos, and you can link to them from this article on themysteriousuniverse.org, which he said indicate trauma indicative of a wolf pack killing, and claimed veterinarians agreed with his assessment. Black responded that only 5 calves showed injuries, some contusions, some hemorrhaging that were somewhat consistent with wolf depredation, and that there were no wolf tracks anywhere, and howling surveys came up empty. Now that seems a little strange. You've got 18 dead calves, 5 of them show bruising after they've removed the hide and stuff. They show bruising on 5 of them, but all 18 of them are dead. And there are no wolf tracks around. Now, I know it's been speculated that some of these calves or cows may have had some sort of illness, that they were bitten by the wolves, not hard enough to kill them, just hard enough to bruise them, and that bruising somehow sparked that illness to unleash within their bodies, and then they died shortly after that. It seems like a stretch to me when we're being told that there's no wolves in the area. It goes on and says, Black continued to be baffled by the cattle deaths. While wolves are the usual non-paranormal suspects, the scenarios seem to also rule out chupacabras, which the cattle still since the cattle still had their blood and there were no teeth marks or footprints. Their reports did not mention extraterrestrial abductions since there were no missing tongues or sex organs, a sign of mutilation that gets blamed on aliens, and no reports of UFOs at the time of the killings. The lack of surgical cuts and organs removes seems to rule out both animal sacrificing cults and secret government programs, and the lack of the tracks would eliminate rustlers. It is becoming more apparent why Colorado Parks and Wildlife and local officials are puzzled by the cattle deaths in Meeker. Well, you know, lots of times park officials get puzzled. They get puzzled when people go missing and we can't find them. They get puzzled when lots of things happen, and this seems to be no exception. We don't even know, we have no idea what's taking these cattle, but it wouldn't seem like it was wolves if there's no wolves in the area. It says the next logical step would be to look for a medical cause of the deaths, a virus or bacterial infection, a poisoning, or something new caused by a previously unknown pathogen. Rancher Lenny Kinglesmith told the Fence Post that after he notified other ranchers of the mysterious deaths, they agreed to bring in veterinarians to look for alternative causes. One that you don't see in cattle mutilation or cattle death cases is black leg disease caused by the Clostridium chauvobacterium. Black leg, also called black quarter or quarter evil, occurs worldwide in young cattle, sheep, and goats. The key word is some. Blackleg itself is a mysterious disease. The soil resident bacteria, which causes it, can survive for months or even years in the muscles of a young animal without any visible symptoms. Then something unrelated happens to the calf, often just a bump, which causes a bruise or tissue hemorrhaging and degeneration, which allows the spores to germinate, proliferate, and produces toxins that are responsible for most clinical signs and lesions of black leg. A fever develops, limbs swell significantly, the animal limps, the skin cracks open to exposed tissue, death comes quickly, often in under 12 hours, and some calves perish without any visible signs. Only a necropsy can expose the affected muscle covered with black spots or dead tissue, hence the name black leg. The veterinarian brought in from Colorado State University and Texas A&M looked at the corpses and gave this diagnosis. He says there is significant otolysis in the skeletal muscle sections, which makes interpretation difficult. However, there is no evidence of necrosis or active inflammation to support black leg. There are no microscopic lesions in the tissues examined that explain the cause of death in this animal. There is no evidence of inflammation, necrosis, or degeneration. So that would seem to rule out that these things died of natural causes. It goes on and says, so it was neither wolves nor black leg disease nor any other natural or paranormal cause of deaths of over 40 calves in Meeker, Colorado in just a few months. And then what killed them? Kinglesmith offered his conclusion to the Fence Post. He says, therefore, the most likely scenario would be the following. An apparent canine attack may have triggered the onset of an inconclusive cause of death. It almost seems like a little bit of a reach to me, but you know what? Maybe. It says, so a canine attack, but not a wolf, triggered a fatal disease that was not black leg, but is still unknown. Kinglesmith says he and other ranchers changed vaccines to protect their calves against more diseases. Does this sound like a throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks approach? Black says there was no evidence of dogs around the carcasses. So we have no dog tracks. We have no wolf tracks. They've ruled out any kind of natural causes. They're thinking, well, they did change vaccines. But, you know, if the vaccines were what killed them, you would have thought that other ranchers would have had the same problem with their vaccines. It says that leaves mysteries, fears, and suspicion. The wolf haters will continue to blame wolves. The wildlife officials will continue to look for pathogens. While reintroducing the wolves, the ranchers will scramble to cover everything and hope one will stop the scourge. Many others will retreat to aliens, conspiracy, chupacabras, cults, and other unusual sources. Well, here's the thing. Nobody knows for sure if it's aliens. Nobody knows for sure what it is because we haven't found the reason that these things have died. What we do know is, even though these cattle weren't mutilated, they're showing the same basic signs of the crime scenes that we're so familiar with in cattle mutilations, and that is, there the animals are, dead in their tracks. There's no other tracks around, okay? That's the two main components of the crime scene. There's no, there's never any tracks from vehicles. There's never tracks from predators. And so what we're left here really is a big question, but we know that 40 cows have died. That seems like an awful lot, especially in a park situation. You know, if this was on private land and there had been reports of, feral dogs running around, you might be able to understand it. I did look at some of the pictures. It does look like there could be some bruising on some of them, but like they said, 18 calves died and only 5 showed any signs of even bruising. That's leaves us to wonder what happened to the 13 that didn't show any signs of bruising that just fell over dead. We still don't have a cause of death. They talked about vaccines, but they're not talking about whether there was any kind of a problem with the heart, clotting, anything like that. They said there was no signs of inflammation. You know, it doesn't seem plausible that a healthy cow or calf would just fall over dead for no reason. What we could be looking at, if this is something that's connected to the UFO phenomena, is maybe this is a different type of taking. You know, frequently with these, when these cattle are taken, they're full grown. They seem to be performing some sort of, you know, surgical maneuver on them. Lots of times, sex organs or organs in general are removed, and they're removed in such a way that, they often say, it looks like someone took a laser and just cut them out, because the blood just stops right there. There's no tearing. Whatever these things are being dissected with, it looks as though it's being done with an advanced tool. Now, who knows, you know, what's going on with these things here? Was this some sort of a botched alien abduction? The fact that they say that nobody reported sighting any UFOs in the area, it doesn't really mean much to me, because people see UFOs all the time and don't report them. So I think this story, it leaves us with a lot of questions, but you still have the 40 head of cattle that are missing, 18 calves and 22 adults in this, you know, in this one small area, 18 calves in one herd. That just does not make any sense whatsoever. So, you know, what did it? Who knows? But I think it's something worth keeping up on. Now, I also want to point out on a little different note, on the YouTube channel, which, believe me, this thing is such a pain to create videos on YouTube. I suppose if I had a really nice tricked out Apple setup, it wouldn't be a big deal. But with Microsoft Windows and the way it works, it's kind of a pain. But so I haven't been posting a lot on YouTube. It's just so much more efficient for me to post on the podcast. But I did get a video put up, and I tracked this gal down on Twitter. I can't say her name off the top of my head, but I did give her credit in the video. And she was down in Orlando, Florida. I think she said it was November 13th this year, just like 3 weeks ago. And she's got some video that she posted. And you can go to the YouTube channel, UFO Warning channel on YouTube. I think the link's in the podcast, UFO Warning channel on YouTube. And you will find on there this video I posted, about 4 minutes long. She's driving along to home or wherever she's going. And you see this. It almost looks like a space, like a giant saucer at first, but I don't think it is. It's actually a string of orbs in the kind of a semicircular shape of a saucer. And so it looks enormous. And these things are bright, and she gets out of the car, and she's narrating the video, and you can tell she's really excited to see this, as I would be too. And she films it for a little bit. Other cars are driving by, and, you know, it's really wild, because she's commenting about, hey, doesn't anybody else see this? That's something that we see so often in these UFO sightings. You know, there might be an area of high traffic, and maybe one person will see the thing. So she gets really good video of it, and then there's a little break in the video, and where she drives down the street, and she gets out, and she films her for another, I don't know, half a minute or so, 40 seconds, I think. And these things go from being in this kind of a semicircle shape, or I guess what they call a racetrack formation, into being, I would just describe it as a swarm, and they are just going all over the place. Now, there must be 100 of these orbs dancing around. It is really crazy. You know, when I first looked at it, I thought, well, they're near Disneyland. Could this be some sort of, you know, laser light show or something? But you watch the video. The lights aren't really in any kind of discernible pattern. I mean, they're back and forth, and they're all moving independently, and I don't see any kind of a laser apparatus coming from the ground up. It just looks to me like this gal was, you know, going about her business, saw these orbs in this pattern, almost looked like the rim of a giant spaceship, and then they go from being in this pattern to just assuming this swarm shape, like a bunch of bees, and they're just flying all over the place. And this must have went on for, it sounds like several minutes, but it's really a neat looking video. If anybody else is in the Orlando area that saw this or knows anything about it or can, you know, give us some clarity on it, or if they think they can debunk it or whatever, I would love to know. But I did reach out and contacted her. She seemed like a sincere, honest person, said it was okay to go ahead and use the video, so I did. I put it up there. And like I said, I have a link to her Twitter. You can check out the video on her Twitter account too. But fascinating. And I liked it also because I think this falls right in line with where we talk about crowdsourcing and crowdsourcing this UFO information. So we can examine this stuff ourselves and do our own investigation. So take a look at that. And until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.